Greetings and blessings, everyone. This is Dave Krajovic of AscensionBreathing.com, and I'm here with my partner, Pat, and we're just delighted to be here for the meditation tonight of accessing the silence and stillness within. And the question begs itself, why would we want to do that? What is the silence and stillness within, and why would we want to go there? Why would we want to take the time to do that? For time is precious. And what is it that we could receive by using time in this manner? The stillness within is presence. Presence meaning the I am presence, or the beingness of the high soul, the spiritual being that you are. It is alignment with the universe. It is access to all potential. It is peace. It is power. And it is presence. When we find our spiritual center, nothing can move you from it. And with each movement to this center, there is an increase amount of peace and stillness and wonder and excitement and joy and bliss, and it goes on and on. And once you find it, you can't lose it. Now, things can happen in our world, they always do. Drama, chaos, conflict. And then we say, oh, I've lost my center, but in reality, we really haven't lost anything. It's because we never really found it, because once we find it, as I said, you never really lose it. Now, I think one of the things to take note here, if you're willing to transform your life, then finding this silence and stillness within is important. But if you're willing to just focus on the external aspects of life, then finding the center is really of no concern. But you're here now, so we're going to assume that you're willing to transform your life, and that this is important to you, to seek the silence and stillness within.
And you know, we have found this in our own personal life. There was a time when we were all about the external, what was going on outside, hurry, 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 go, 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 run, 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 do, do, do. And then we really realized that was not serving us in terms of our own spiritual growth and our conscious development. So what keeps us from finding this peace? What keeps us from elevating our consciousness? It's the fact that we aren't present. We're not in this moment right here, right now. And things like distractions, anger, judgment, all keep us from being in the now.
And those energies that Pat mentioned all have seeds from the past, typically from our childhood. An emotional energy that we carry and relive every single day. We relive the past emotionally in terms of regrets or what should have happened, could have happened, or I wish I never happened, and about the worries of the future, some future that may never, and most of the time never, takes place. I mean, think back. Think back of all the worries you've had, and how many times has that worry come to fruition? I know in my own life, and I know Pat will agree with me, very, very few times. The worry is all for naught, yet it keeps us from the present moment. And when we're not in the present moment, we cannot access the peace and power that comes from presence, that silence and that stillness. That place within us that is truly the truth of who we are. See, me, Pat, you, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, we're all the same spiritual essence, divine perfection. The problem is we've covered it up with all this other gunk. And we just don't know it. We've forgotten it. So we have to clear a way to be able to access that. And that's really what our meditation is going to be about tonight, is let's clear some of that. And let's access the silence and stillness within.
You know, and there's no easier way to do this than using the power of your own breath. And it stills the mind. It quiets the emotions. And it brings a peace and a presence that is unmistakable. And you can access it anytime. Just practice.
And I think it's really important to have the experience of that. Because then you know there's another possibility. And that's why we meditate. That's why we breathe. And the good thing is that the energy that's accumulated is cumulative, which means that it makes it easier the next time you're faced with a difficult situation where you might normally react in anger or frustration or fear. You know, it's easy for me to say, okay, just don't react, just be calm, just feel the energy of that, and then over time let it diminish. And what happens ultimately, that diminished feeling will go away and your energy will actually expand. But that's an easy thing for me to tell you to do. It's not such an easy thing to do. But what makes it easier is when you continue with the practice of conscious breathing and meditation. Then the next time and the next time after that, it all becomes easier. Right? I mean, this is our experience of that.
It totally is our experience of that. And I would really encourage you to make this a practice so that it becomes second nature to you as well. And when we find ourselves in an emotion, be it anger or fear or uncertainty or something that isn't peace and presence, we can get back to peace and presence by taking a few moments to breathe, calm, and center.
So let's begin to do our meditation. So please get settled, get comfortable, relax, feel the body, take a deep breath, breathe in, just let it out, just relax. Let the body relax. Feel the breath move. Take another deep breath in. Let even more stress, energy, and negativity release. Relax. Let it all go. Close your eyes. And just let go. Now let's move a little energy by breathing consciously in a rapid manner, connecting our breath so there's no pause between the inhale or the exhale. Some divine guidance.
To the Supreme God, Divine Father and Divine Mother, to all of our holy teachers, all the beings of light, angelic forces of light, divine masters, holy saints, angels, our spiritual helpers, teachers, and guides, and our ancestors who look out for us. Thank you for your divine guidance, for your divine insight, for your divine awareness, and your divine protection. We are so deeply humbled and so grateful for your priceless blessings.
Continuing to breathe, feeling the breath, for in the breath comes oxygen, which is life, but also prana, life force. Can you feel the life force moving and animating and enlivening the body? Allow the breath to move every part of the body, to touch every cell of the body. Feel this happening now. As you breathe, let us ask for divine guidance in that. What is it that is keeping silence and stillness and the power of presence from me? Reveal that to me now so I may let go of it. I am ready to let go. Whatever it is, whatever roadblocks I have created, I choose to uncreate them and let them go. It is safe for me to let go. The time is right for me to let go. I choose to let go and step into my power. And so it is, because I have declared it to be so.
All limiting beliefs, thoughts, and attitudes that hold me back, all those repetitive thoughts that keep going through my head, wrecking the peace that I want to feel. Still that mind now. Letting go of the next exhale in a long, slow exhale. Taking a deep breath in, bringing in fresh prana, new beginnings, fresh starts. And calming the mind, letting go on the exhale. Consciously breathing in, letting go on the breath that's out. Finding peace. I am peace. I am peaceful. I am in this moment now. Feel the stillness. So putting your attention on your heart. I am love. Love is all there is. Feeling the heart expand. Taking that energy, and on the next inhale, bringing the energy up, up, up to the ajna, the space between your eyebrows, the seat of your intuition, a beam of light from your heart to your ajna. Feel the veil thin.
Breathe and connect the points of light. Use the breath to create a solid line of connection between the heart chakra and the ajna chakra. My heart and ajna are one. And now extend that light from the ajna to a point about 18 inches above the head, to the place of the soul star. Resident place of the higher soul. And now connect that energy and breathe that awake. Heart chakra to ajna chakra to high soul, connecting three points breathing them awake, breathing them into balance and alignment. Being centered in their energies. Heart chakra to Ajna to Soul Star. Soul Star, bringing the energy down into the body, to the Ajna, and anchoring it into the heart. The heart and the soul are one. I am one with my higher soul, and in this I find peace. And contentment. Sinking further, deeper within these energies to come to a place of silence and stillness. There is nothing. Nothing outside of me. It is all still and silent. Just be still and be aware.
And just let go. Thank you. So having just experienced this beautiful moment of presence and stillness and quiet, gently and slowly return your consciousness back to this time and place. Returning to a normal breath and moving your fingers and toes. And giving thanks to the divine God and to all the beings of light and angelic forces of light. We thank you for this marvelous, marvelous blessing. We are so deeply grateful for the opportunity to share this connection, this gift of life and love and breath. Thank you for your priceless blessings in gratitude. Take a deep breath. With deep respect, take a deep breath. And with overwhelming feelings of love and connection, take a deep breath. And when you feel ready, you may open your eyes.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We invite you to go to that place as often as you can. And remember that presence builds on itself. So that each time you go there, the next time is easier yet. And you build more and more energy or habit so that you're less and less reactive and there's less and less drama and chaos in your life. This is our experience of that, and this is also universal law. Most people fail at this because they just don't practice enough. They don't stay with it enough. So we invite you to do that. Play this meditation as often as you want. It's out there on the archives of bodymindspiritradio.com. So we'd also like to invite you. We have our Ascension Breathing programs coming up this fall, our Inspired Life Mastery series of programs, which begin on September 25th, 26th, and 27th. There's a Friday evening program, an all-day Saturday, all-day Sunday, where we're doing the Inspired Life Mastery on Saturday. On Sunday is Mastering Your Day. And then in the first weekend in November, we have an intro to Inspired Life Mastery and what we call E-Cube Your Life, Enrich, Enliven, and Empower Your Life on Saturday. And Sunday is a very special program, the Triangle Breath of Creation. We hope you'll join us for any one of those or any or all six of those. And there it's all new program material, and we know you're going to find some great inspiration and great tools and techniques and powerful transformational energies to create the life that you know you can have. I'd also like you to check out the website. It's all on there. It's ascensionbreathing.com. Just be a little patient with us because it's not 100% ready yet, but it's ready enough that you can take a look at it. Do write to us at inspired@ascensionbreathing.com or Dave or Pat at bodyworkshealingcenter.com. You can call us at our healing center, Bodyworks Healing Center in Plymouth, Michigan, 734-416-5200 to learn more about our programs. And am I missing anything? Check
our website.
Visit the websites. AscensionBreathing.com, BodyWorksHealingCenter.com.
And like us on Facebook.
And like us on Facebook. that's a good piece of advice too. And also, the radio station would appreciate it, as would we, if you would become a member of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio of the Full Moon Meditations. You can just sign up right with our programming. So that would be cool too. Sometimes we send out special messages. I think that's everything. Next month is a meditation about gratitude and how gratitude is a tool to use to bring you into the present moment, which again helps us to access the silence and stillness within and create great bliss in your life. It is amazing how simple, and you just can't wait to see next month. And we can't wait to meditate with you then. And until then, we wish you great blessings of happiness, prosperity, good health, and spirituality. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.